Hello, my name is Valerie.
My name is Christiane.
And there is also Cédric and Aurel. We are four artists coming from Réunion Island. That's a small island near Madagascar. And we are a collective, and we have come to Auroville as a collective to do a residency at the Gallery Square Circle in Kalakendra Bharat Nivas. And so our opening is on Wednesday at Wednesday 4th of December at 4:30. Maybe I can explain largely what the project is about. We put a lot of insistence on the quality of the relationship while we work, and there is no leader in the collective. I speak because I speak better English than my friends, but we are all equal in the collective. And the point of the residency is to make a structure with gathered wood and stones, and to make it with other artists. We came all the way from Réunion Island to meet people from Auroville and from Indian artists. So we have three artists from Pondicherry who are teachers at the Bharathiar Institute. And sometimes they come with their students, like twice. 8 or 10 students. Twice they came already. And so we all get together to build this structure. And the structure is meant as a shelter for the growing of plants, useful plants. Plants that you can feed with, or you can cure yourself with. Like, I think we will plant probably dal or like comment ça s'appelle les petites les grains
sorts of beans
things that are easy to take care of. And so what we hope is, and I'm making a call now to all Auroville's community, is we are doing this as a It's a goodwill. It's goodwill. We want to leave it to Auroville's community so they can use it, so they can plant whatever they want to plant in the structure, and so we do hope that people will take care of it and they will find it useful. And the while we work, and it's very essential to us, we always try to be as respectful as it can be, or as tactful as we can. So everyone gets to say what they want to say. And if someone is a little hurt with maybe something that someone said, or we talk about it, and we try to do everything without conflict. And so it's a lot of work, but we've been working like this for 3 years with the collective, and it works. Of course, sometimes tempers rise, but we always try not to come out with the anger. Just keep it in check for until it calms down, and then talk about it the next day, and it's been working. And so on the structure, once it's done, and once the plants are growing, we will plant. Plant probably the seeds this week, I think, and then we take little scraps of cloth, remains from tailoring or something like that, and then we take these scraps and we dip them into plaster, liquid plaster. We wrap them around the branches and then let it dry. And once it's dry, we can paint it on it. And so we invite everyone in Auroville, artists or no artists, to come and participate and paint or do a little plaster, or maybe add a branch or a stone, or just add something so it's theirs also.
Yeah, it's a community way to make art.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Common way.
Yes.
So how did you come out to come in Auroville?
We are the Réunion Island. It's an island who's been populated only 350 years ago. And it has a history, a very heavy history of slavery and use of abuse of humans. And so a long history, Indians from Tamil Nadu and from Kerala, they came to Réunion Island. And they are like maybe a third of the population, maybe a little more. So Indian culture, Tamil Nadu and Kerala culture, have molded the culture of Réunion Island. And we live in Réunion Island for many years, personally for 8 years, and Christiane, she's 22 years, and we have a friend, she's there until she was 8 years old. And we feel like we are from Réunion Island, but also in ourselves, we have the French culture. So what we're trying to do here is mix all these cultures, French, Reunion, Indian, and we come here because it's the source. The people who came to populate Reunion Island, they come from here. So we're trying to get to the source, really. And we're wondering what happens, because we've been studying for 3 years, what happens when you mix four people who are from the same culture. What happens when you mix people who are from totally different cultures, Indian and maybe other nationalities, because Oroville is so differently, people come from all over the world. So it's very interesting for us, this place especially.
Yeah, also your project is very based on the roots and very based on the seeds, so it seems that it match very much with your with the place where are you, because many people now, as you say, come from different nation. And what is your expectation? What do you like to see out of your effort to make this experiment, this project in Oroville?
Well, maybe we hope that we can first of all, just meet people and go back with hearts full of new experiments and new feelings and just getting enriched with it and enrich others. It's just the same circle. And then the main thing would be for the structure to be used, so people to take care of it and harvest what will come of it and plant some new plants. And maybe in a few years we come back and we can see maybe it's thriving.
And
that would be so nice. It would be so nice.
How big is it, the structure that you're going to build, more or less?
About 5 meters.
By five.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it's in sort of an ancient water gathering device. It's in stone. There are steps covered with green moss. It's quite magical, and there are those tall trees hovering above it. And so the structure, it has a conic, some kind of cone. It's a cone of bamboo, and so it's all turning on itself like a shell, you know, the ammonite.
It's the same kind of shape of Oroville, more or less.
Yes.
I think we've been inspired. And so it's a quite a small structure, but we hope we will be able to make it go out of the pond, because we've been calling it the pond because it really has the form of a swimming pool. And so we hope that we'll be able to make it go out of the pond and reach out to the forest around.
To create new links with the forest.
Yes, exactly.
And this has been already created somehow in the La Réunion or somewhere else? Is a project that is started somewhere else? Is it just a replica? I mean, it's a replica that of this project?
It's not a replica because we did something like this in Réunion Island to try out. We experimented. We've been preparing the trip for 3 years, and after 2 years we were just like getting a little disheartened, because it was so hard to get the money to come and at first we were 7 and 3 people they left because it was so hard to keep on hoping and doing, and so it would happen. And so about half after 2 years we said, okay, we need to do something, just stop talking about it and do something, to build something. So we went into Aurel's studio. She has a garden, and we did a spiral in her garden. And so we think we will do other structures when we come back to Reunion Island. We will show the work that we are going to do here. We will also do a fresca, a collective fresca. Everyone's invited to come and paint. And we will bring that back in Reunion Island and tour the island, different places to exhibit, and probably make some new structures. And so each structure is completely adapted to the site that it's in.
To the quality of the
soil.
To the landscape around it, to the expectations around it. Like when we came, we saw that we had to keep it small because it takes time to take care of it. And so, like in Aurel's garden, it's a little bit bigger, I think, and she's there to take care of it every day. So we can put in plants that require everyday care. But in this structure, we know that people, they won't have time to come and take care of it every day. So we need to put plants on it that will just thrive by themselves and with just the rain. And so if people come and water it, it will give more fruit. But anyway.
Can we make a little bit petit peu en français?
Oui, très bien
chaud.
Sûr.
C'est mieux qu'en français. en français un petit peu.
Alors du coup, je laisse Christiane parler.
Donc nous sommes un collectif d'artistes, Valérie, Cédric, Aurélie et moi, Christiane. Nous travaillons sur le projet depuis 3 ans. Pour notre projet est de construire une structure qui permettra à des plantes vivrières, légumes ou épices ou plantes aromatiques de pousser. Alors cette structure est adaptée au sol, à la qualité du sol, à l'environnement paysager, au relief du sol. À La Réunion, nous avons construit une spirale parce que ça s'adaptait au lieu, dans le jardin d'Aurélie. Notre projet repose sur la qualité de la relation qui s'établit entre nous. Nous avons beaucoup travaillé là-dessus. C'est quelquefois difficile et on laisse un peu de temps passer. Quand c'est difficile, on laisse un peu de temps passer et on revient dessus après. Et de façon à ce que le climat, les vibrations qu'il y a entre nous soient apaisées et sereines et nous permettent de continuer. Notre projet repose aussi sur la culture de La Réunion, qui est un mélange de populations venues d'Europe et puis, dans le passé, venues d'Afrique et de l'Inde, mais sous des formes très dramatiques, l'esclavage et l'engagisme. Et donc la culture de La Réunion est un mélange de toutes ces cultures. Et on a envie de transformer ce triangle et cette base de souffrance qui est... On ne pourra pas le transformer tout seul, mais on a envie cette base de souffrance de la population qui est venue par force, privée de liberté, de tous ses droits.
Voilà. Pourquoi en Auroville?
Alors, moi, je suis venue il y a 4 ans à Auroville participer à une résidence d'artistes, Synergie Shakti. Et j'avais beaucoup aimé. J'avais rencontré une artiste, Audrey Wallace Taylor, américaine d'origine, et Oufresh Doumazia, indienne d'origine, perse, parsi. J'avais beaucoup aimé et j'avais envie que ça se prolonge à La Réunion pour de multiples raisons, ça ne s'est pas prolongé à La Réunion. Et donc un jour, j'ai proposé le projet à des artistes de La Réunion en leur disant on pourrait faire un projet, nous aussi. Voilà, parce que cette ville d'Auroville, pour moi, elle est importante pour le projet de mixer les cultures, de mixer les populations, de travailler sur l'éducation, la santé, l'art, l'architecture, la qualité de l'eau, la qualité de l'alimentation. Pour moi, c'est important.
La qualité de la vie.
La qualité de la vie, hein, d'une façon générale.
Et quand et où? Quand?
Alors, en 2009...
Non, quand ça va faire les...
Là, quand ça va commencer.
Ah, nous allons... nous installons aujourd'hui. Nous faisons le vernissage mercredi 4 à
décembre,
16h30.
Le 4 de décembre.
Décembre, oui. À Gallery Square Circle. Voilà. Jusqu'au 14 décembre.
Voilà, toute la population s'est invitée. Voilà.
Bien sûr, la population est invitée. Et samedi...
Voilà, c'est ce que j'allais dire. D'une façon générale, on essaie d'être... S'il y a des artistes qui viennent pour parler, pour participer, ils sont bienvenus n'importe quand. Pour être sûr de nous trouver, on sera de toute façon autour, en général, de la galerie. On travaille... En fait, l'endroit où est la structure, c'est vraiment juste devant la galerie, dans la forêt. Là, c'est à peu près à 20 mètres de la route. C'est assez facile à voir depuis qu'on a mis les bambous. Là, ils dépassent en haut. Et donc, on sera là samedi 7... à partir de 3 heures, pendant une heure et demie, on peut discuter. Et on invite volontiers les artistes à amener des choses pour qu'ils puissent montrer. On aura une salle de vidéo, donc on peut regarder des films, des diaporamas. On peut échanger, on veut voir aussi le travail des autres. We want to see the work of others, so please bring slideshows and images so you can project them. Et donc, on aura le, à 3 heures samedi. Et ensuite, on fait un petit pot de finissage, something to end the exhibition. On le fait ça le 12.
12.
Le 12, pareil, vers 3 heures, on boira un peu de thé ensemble, on discutera un petit peu. Et puis, ça peut être l'occasion de relancer un petit peu la machine pour finir la fresque à la fin. Voilà.
Merci beaucoup.
Ben, c'est nous, merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.